Morning, everybody. Welcome. Don't worry, I was hesitant. That's because we had a slight problem with the machine, but Baba came in and sorted it out. Thank you, Sheriff. Morning, you're welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Today, of course, is Dear Bumi, and the resource material is here. Auntie Bumi, good morning. How are you? I should even find time to come to call you, maybe come and see you. I hope you're doing well. Right, let's get straight to business. Tosin, how are you? Tosin, is that the first name? Tosin Ayeni, right? Tosin Ayeni. Tosin Ayeni. Tosin Ayeni or Latunji?
Yes.
But you're Dr. Ayeni's daughter now. How can you be Tosin Ayeni or Latunji? Explain that.
I'm still bearing my...
Oh, your former husband. Yes, I thought you had divorced and...
Yes, we are divorced, but I'm still bearing
you. Why are you still bearing his name? If you've divorced, you cut the cord completely. No, you still like him?
My children.
Okay, so that when they're in school, people don't ask
that
them...
Don't, yes.
Okay, well, supposing you remarry, and you marry an Ayoride, you'll be tossing your Yeni...
When we get to that bridge.
Whatever an Ayoride...
When we get to that bridge, we'll cross
you
it.
You cross it.
Yes.
Yeah, cross it, okay. And I think maybe you just don't like the idea of being Miss. Does it bother you?
No, I'm Miss. In fact, as a matter of fact, I don't even...
You don't use
I don't
MS.
I don't put titles. Tosin.
If it was Mrs. now, you put titles.
No. I've never been a title person.
If you're married to a big man, big name, open doors. You put Mrs. Proudly Mrs.
That's not part of my name.
Well, that's cause for a discussion one day, not today, about... Miss or Mrs. Difference. By the way, before I go on, I am looking for a retired teacher. I apologize. I didn't know today was Teacher's Day. I must have a teacher in this studio tomorrow by 9. So if there's any teacher who is ready to tell us his or her experience, I'd be more than glad. My phone number is known by everybody. If you try hard enough, you get it. I'd be glad to have you in the studio. We can even take you by phone. To keep a party, man, about it, Dagba. We'll take you by phone or by whatever it is. Okay? So if there's anybody, please. SOS. Okay, Tosin, good. Yes. So you're available now.
Yes, I'm available.
Available. It's a pity we don't do dating sites and things there. It's been bastardized.
No, they are dating sites. Well, yes, that has been bastardized.
Bastardized, yes. You can't go to a dating site now. You don't know whether they are kidnappers. You don't know whether they're Yahoo or Yahoo Plus, Yahoo Minus, or Yahoo Hotmail or whatever it is. So the issue of that, but you are available.
Yes,
so guys, go to YouTube. Check
you
out. Yeah. Check out. So it's good to have you. By the way, Dr. Ayeni told me that you're writing a book, but it's not ready yet. He told me in secret somehow.
Yes, it will be out on the 23rd of October. When?
This month?
Yes, this month.
Are you going to have a proper launch?
It will be a virtual launch.
So we can see it, it will be on, what do you
Zoom?
Call it? On Zoom.
Yes.
You will add me?
Yes, sir. Sure.
Will add me. Yes. What's the title of the book?
Finding Purpose in Pain, Lessons I Learned in the Wilderness.
Finding Purpose in Pain. What kind of pain? Leg pain, arthritis? headache.
Every pain.
Neck pain.
Emotional.
Wait a minute. It's about your experience. So there was violence involved. There was pain.
Of course. Yes.
Did you write about his own pain too? He must have had some.
Okay, the book is not really about the incidences that happened. It's about my healing journey.
A book I would love to read. All of us go through different kinds of pain. Mm. The pain that I fear most is the loss of a loved one.
Yeah.
I fear it is terrible to lose a loved one. When you lose your parents are loved ones, but it's not just the same like losing like a very close friend
or a spouse
or sometimes even a friend.
Yes, a friend.
You know, losing a loved one. It reminds me of there was a thief in Lagos in those days when they used to shoot thieves, firing squad. Oh. And there was one, Oyenusi, when they put him and tied him to the stake, when he looked at the guys who were aiming at him, you know what he said? They say, be like, say, I want Chris.
Why?
Kilo, so again, tossing. I said somebody was tied to the stake and they were going to take an aim at him.
And he said, he'd be like,
he said, Bill, I said, what I mean is that he was overwhelmed.
Oh.
Not excitement, too.
Okay. I was wondering.
We don't get. This just is very. You don't understand. He was an armed robber. He was tied to the stake. They were going to shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
So when the guys took position and they aimed at him, he said, he'd be like, I said, I won't crazy. That he was. And that's what it looks like when you lose a loved one. It's terrible. I've lost somebody like that before. And the experience wasn't a fact. I don't want to think about it now.
Oh.
So your book, I would love to see. I'd love to read.
Yes.
Would you be willing to grant us an interview to talk about the book and the pain?
Sure.
Yeah. Do I need to get handkerchief nearby or something?
Handkerchief for?
When I'm talking to you about it.
No.
You have fully recovered?
No, I've recovered. 7 years after.
Is there a rock pool? You know what they call a rock pool?
Your mom.
That's right. Feta, do you know what a rock pool is? A replacement.
Oh, no. None.
That's yes. None. Yeah, yes. You guys, let's go to YouTube and check it out. Right. Let's see, what we have. Tosin is here. You people at home, stand by. We'll soon open up our lines for you. Auntie Bumi, morning. He says, I feel like a fool having a fancy wedding. Most people do.
Mm.
You spend all the money on the wedding and then the marriage.
I had the fancy wedding.
And then the marriage crash. You spent all of my friend's money. Dr. Yeni, by the way, good morning. Mommy still owes me that piece of cake. I haven't forgotten. Mobala says, why is he spending so much time with his widowed sister-in-law? Ah, this one's interesting. EBA says that her fiancé made a pass at me. Adi? Wow. He wants to have the best of two worlds. And this one says that Kemi says, Philip, could this be Kemi, the Kemi that you and I know? Well, if she's listening, she should quickly call in to this one. It says, my man is a control freak. Okay. So, which one should we do? Let's look at the fancy wedding because you had one. And it says that Mercy says that my wedding that took months to plan because I wanted a lavish one now looks like a sham.
Mm.
Almost as soon as we came back from our honeymoon, what started filtering in that my husband was a chronic. Who is a chronic womanizer?
Chronic now.
Why did you say? Did I ask you? She's always
on
tender hooves.
Sound effect.
He says that my husband was a chronic womanizer. Well, we know what a chronic womanizer is. I didn't get a whiff of it until a friend of one of his girlfriends asked what happened to my pregnancy. That the pregnancy, what happened? He said, I wasn't a friend of hers, but she told me her friend, who was a long-term lover of my husband, was devastated when she learned I was pregnant and they had to marry me. All of these girls' friends knew my husband, so did her family. When I got home, I confronted him, and he admitted he'd been having the affair for months, but that ended it after we got married. He said he felt so bad about what he'd done and put his head in his hands and he was crying.
Mm.
He probably had some onions hidden somewhere,
obviously.
So he'll bring out the water, chap, chap. I don't know what to think right now. I went back home to my parents for a short while, but that wasn't really solving anything. So I've gone back to my own home. We both want to try and make our marriage work, but right now I'm too angry to really commit to this. I feel so stupid that such a lavish wedding reception, where it was a big lie, and my parents are heartbroken for me too. It's horrible to see them so upset and helpless. I know he realizes his mate. So what's the point? The point is that, okay, so he had another girlfriend. Isn't that the point?
Yeah, but from the story, it looks like the incident happened just once.
So I don't know what's there. What's the point? I mean, do you get what's the... I mean, I know, okay, so fair enough. He had a girlfriend before he married you. Then he married you. I mean, he didn't let you know. letting people know about the past, present, and continuous sometimes is at the discretion of the other, person. Some people don't even want to know. Some women will tell me, just tidy up whatever it is that you are doing.
And once you get married, you know that.
You have to speak up, please.
Okay. You know, tidy up whatever it is you're doing, and once we get married, you know you're not.
You know that is it. And that the man was even crying.
Uncle Jimmy.
Osuko.
Uncle Jimmy, a lot of people cry. They have plenty of water in their eyes, but they don't change.
But the famous one, everybody saw it too.
Which famous one?
It was, you're not in this country. Put a call through to Dr. Eddie. Well, the best thing I said, Osuko.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, that's a joke. But I honestly can't see. I don't know what the fuss is about that she even had to go home. She's not ready for marriage, is she?
I think both of them should have some form of counseling.
Hmm?
Yes.
I don't think it has come to that for both of them.
Mm-hmm. So that whatever skeletons the guy still has.
See, from the kind of wedding she had and from the way this woman has written, I'm sorry to say it, I don't use it in derogatory terms. I don't think she's matured enough.
Okay, but I think she's hurt.
She's hurt. I don't think she has taken stock. You know, we were talking downstairs and we were talking about what should be and what is. The reality in current age is all these fantasies about the man is mine only, we're doing this big thing, you're going in a chariot and all these things. It doesn't exist in real life anymore in this country. In fact, I'm not too sure if it existed in the past. I think it was well covered. There was no social media. There were phones, no WhatsApp, no this and that.
Okay, but there are still people, guys and then maybe ladies too, who once they've made up their mind that this is the person.
Yeah. But this was before. I mean, what's the...
So she's hot because, I mean, it took months for them to plan the wedding. I mean, obviously, he must have said, okay, I want to settle down with you. So at the time he said that, he was supposed to have forsaken...
This pregnancy you're looking at, you know the way it works. Maybe, okay, so he made up his mind to marry this one. Mm. And he might have found it difficult to offload the other one, as it were. Sorry to use that kind of word, offload. I can't think of a better word now to offload. To call off. Better. Thank you very much. God bless you. To call off and not offload. I like the word offload. I like that offload. And for all you know, it could have been a stray bullet. It could have just been in trying to pacify one day and then pregnancy came.
Okay, but who is pregnant now? The wife or another person?
No, she. Let me see. It says that I wasn't, but who was long time and was when I learned. Was pregnant and they had to marry me. She was the one that was pregnant.
She's pregnant.
So what is it?
Okay, so she's probably feeling like maybe he married her because she was pregnant.
And so what? You have to marry for a reason. That's the reality. I don't have time for niceties. No, it's true. That's the way I'm wired. Look, you like somebody for a reason. Sometimes it is you fall in love. You see, you will fall in love. You'll be in love. I don't have a problem with that. But you fall in love for a reason. Something pushes it. I don't think you fall in love with Bamu. It could be the looks. It could be the way. Okay, let me, from a man's perspective, it could be the looks. It could be the way she walks. Mm. She could be the ugliest person on earth, but you like the sound of her voice. It could be anything. It could be pity.
Ah.
Yes. What is wrong with this? This one is still living in there.
I think pity, love.
I need to take you on the crash program of life. It's fatal.
I think love is
it cool. Could be pity now.
Love is good. I mean, the reason for getting married to someone
because
for love is good, yeah, but sometimes that... By the time you get married, that love...
What I'm saying is something would prompt...
Mm.
It could be pity. Oh, she's a widow, this and that. Come, I take good care of you. let like my uncle did once to one woman, I look after you, I take good care of you. You know? I just remember my late uncle. God bless his soul. But it could be pity. It could be anything. And then other things could then come up from there. Yes. It could be power. The man, you could fall in love with a guy just because he's powerful. I don't mean physically.
Mm.
Maybe he's not even good looking. Maybe you see a man tabon hakwa. But the power that he has.
Is what
yes, that's right. Well, I remember when we were younger, some ladies married soldiers. You remember it was military government.
Yes.
Just because you have another lady sit there, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, and they fell in love with the guy. Like a lot of women, instead of waiting for us graduates, they fell in love with the pilots at that time because of all the fancy. I'm sure my friend the pilot is listening now.
It's too fancy now.
Is he like pilots? Even more, man, niche more. I hated them. Do you know I hated pilots? They had all the fancy cars. Whilst we were slugging it out in university, some pilots have gone for training, come back, and were driving the Toyota Celicas of that time, the Datsun Z something, you know, all the sleek cars. Mazda.
it's still a fancy
job. Okay. It's still a fancy job, I agree. Okay, so let's leave that and go to Kemi. What's the time? 9:22. Okay, let's read the issue. We will open up our lines when we come back from break, okay? Kemi says, I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years now, and I really believe he's my soulmate.
Mm.
That's nice, isn't it? And he says, he loves me and treats me like a princess. Yamada, opening doors and everything, helping to take off shoe, cook, this and that, wash clothes, underwear, things like that.
Yes, sir.
Darling, bring the clothes, let me go and wash them. The only problem is that he's very jealous. I knew there was a catch.
Mm.
When you find a man who treats you like a princess, most likely, in today's world, he'll be very jealous. He's probably doing that to make sure nobody gets near you. And he says, I dare not keep in touch with male friends as it's just not worth the interrogation. Who are you with? Who are you with? I'm with Tosin. Let me speak to her. I want to talk to her. It says that socializing with men, even in a group, is a no-no. And he goes, my friends are getting fed up with me as I hardly ever go. Anyway, the problem is, how can I prove that he trusts me? 9:23. How much time do I have?
Less than one minute.
Let's take a break. This machine has a way of jumping at you. Okay. This engine, you know, locally they call this thing an engine.
Oh, it works automatically.
It works automatically. Okay. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, and of course today being Wednesday is Dear Bomi. Please, I'd like to plead one more time, if you know of any retired teacher that is ready to come to the studio tomorrow for 9 o'clock, please let me know, and at the very worst we'll take them. The preference usually is for the guests to be in the studio, okay, but I will make an exception because of the time. We might take them on phone. Okay, I think I have one or two. Grandma in Ikorodu should be on standby. I think I will put a call through to her. That's Miss Willoughby. Mrs. Willoughby, sorry. Put a call through to her. Okay, so yes, back to what we were saying. Where were we? So this Kemi is a no-no. I think she should just,
I mean,
take a walk.
Yes,
it's
a bad case.
She
should not even bother.
Why do you have to prove your trust? You know,
because it will become worse if they get married.
Yes.
It will be worse.
Yes. Ladies need to know, though. Need to know. You see, when a guy is too
sweet
and proper, there is something sour behind it. You know that when you lick sugar up to a point, it becomes bitter.
Yes, yes.
Yes. When you find a guy...
it even affects you.
When you find a guy who everything is too... love it.
Too good to be true.
Hello, dear. This way, please. That way, please. And is ready to take you to work, this and that. And he never says no, whatever. There is something lurking behind. Usually, the exceptions to the rule. Or either that, or he's just too soppy. And at some point, he's going to irritate you.
Yes. I completely agree.
You know, it's going to become a nuisance. Lovey dovey. 0700 993 993 993. And the female line 0146571190. Let's see what you have to say about the lady who had a fancy wedding and the one who is dating a control freak. Let's pick that call. Hello, good morning. Morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Okay, my name is Daniel. I'm calling from Sierra Leone.
Yes.
Okay. For me, I think that I would align with the last two callers. There is no reason for creating this new union called Konoha.
This man, he just woke up. He just woke up. He had been asleep. When he said the last two callers,
I was wondering.
I was asking myself. I said, I've become very forgetful, but I don't think I would forget that I had the caller. Yeah, you know. So he just wake up. You know. Let's pick another one. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir.
Good morning. This is Moses calling from Lekki.
Good morning, Sir Moses.
Yeah.
A prophet.
The truth about that first lady, the truth there is this. They were not sincere with each other, which happens many times in relationships these days.
Hmm.
They will not be sincere with each other until they get married. You start seeing things you are not supposed to see. But one fact I know about relationship, if you want to be sincere, let's forget whether you want to know my past or you don't want to know my past. You should be able to say some things that you know tomorrow when your guy or your woman hears about it, you already know that if you fooled him or her about it.
Mm. Okay.
And apart from that, I heard that when she was saying love. Love never dies. Infatuation dies. And many people marry out of infatuation.
Mm.
Thank you.
Is that true?
Yes.
Do you believe in love?
I believe in love, yes.
Mm.
I believe in love. The one thing But
is it true that love never dies?
True love never dies.
Why? You first of all said that you believe in love.
No. You know when I mentioned the love that time, I put it in inverted commas. A lot of people have confused this whole term love.
Mm. What is love? Tell me.
Because of the kind of feelings they feel.
What is love? Love. To you.
Love is.
Do you have a coach?
A coach hasn't.
I thought she was making faces.
Oh no.
Oh okay. Uh-huh. What is love?
So love is not a feeling. It's not the feeling because all those feelings by the time situation hits you, feelings will die. Feelings would fade away, or they would run under the carpet. You won't see those feelings.
So are you giving me a feeling that at all times love does not last?
No. Love, if there is love in a union,
yes.
The truth of the matter is, in marriage, it's commitment that holds both parties. Yes, that I'm committed to this. Because really, if it's about infatuation or about the feelings I have for other people, people get married today and then the next day they are attracted to somebody else.
Okay, so maybe you now want to ask me what love is.
Okay, Uncle Jimmy? I think I can already tell where you're coming from.
Uncle Jimmy, what is love?
Look at this. What is love? Love is love. When you feel it, you will know it. I'm telling you, that's the only way I can define it. When you will know within, you know, we believe that our existence is in two parts, the body and the spirit. Yorubas will call it Eleda. They will call it some will say it's your guardian angel or whatever. But when you love somebody, you will feel it. Because it will be irrespective of some things that you will have to overlook. And when you see the person, you will not be looking. When you see the person, it won't be a sexual thing or anything.
Yes.
It's just that feeling that you will have. That's the best way I can define it. All other things I've heard, they're on the borderline of infatuation, sexual attraction, want a big babe by your side and stuff, she speaks well and whatever. But love, I think, is sometimes even love for your friend.
Yeah.
You know, and in spite of anything they do, You still love them.
Okay, Miriam, so let me ask a question. So this Kemi, who has a control freak, fiance.
She shouldn't love him.
If she's in love with this guy, so are you saying that? Or let me not say in love. She loves this guy. Are you saying that she should now?
She loves him, but she loves him for the wrong reason. Let me read it. It says, he loves me and treats me like a princess. So she got carried away.
So that's it. So that's why I said love is not really the feeling, the way you feel. That's why I said love is not really the way you feel about a person when a person is around. Mm. It's also the way you feel when the person is not around. It's not around.
Okay, let's open up our lines and you can call in to tell us what your own idea of love is. Should I call Auntie Bumi and ask her what love is? She will laugh at her and say, okay, but all said and done, I think that what wants to say a control freak is a no-no.
I like to tell young
people. Both ways. There are some women too that are control freaks.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Both ways.
In fact, it's even terrible if it's a woman.
I mean, it's terrible. And there are some. There are some women. Who do you think I remember now? Can anybody in this studio think who I remember now? Philip, who do I remember now? Mrs. Fasha, no. She sat down in this chair and said that if you want a man to go out through the door, show him the window. I have never forgotten. I have never forgotten. I'm the male representative of the Diabumi program. What's his name?
Chinedu
has not been able to counter it. That if you want a man to go through that door, show him the window, then he will not want to assert himself. Since that time, Mrs. Fatano said it here. I don't fall for it. If you show me the window, if you show me the window, I will go through the window. if just to prove that wrong. Why is he spending so much time with his widowed sister-in-law from Mobola? Mobola says that since my husband became very close to his sister-in-law, I felt very insecure. Now, sister-in-law would be what now?
Sister-in-law is maybe brother's wife.
His brother's wife.
Oh,
yes.
His brother's wife, yes.
Yes, he can be.
His brother's wife.
His widowed, yes, brother's wife. Her husband. My husband's brother sadly passed away about a year ago. And since then, my husband has bent over backwards to help her. Hey, yeah. Maybe he's just doing it, you know.
Maybe he loves his brother so much and just passing on the love.
Oh, but this woman could be making a mistake. But let's see. Let's finish. Let's pass judgment yet. She said that he literally jumps into action when she calls. At first, I thought it was incredibly kind of him. Look at the other one, he's so kind. And I felt, and I knew he felt he owed it to his brother to make sure she was okay. But now I'm starting to resent it. She's at her place a lot. She has no kids. She has no kids. And he's always at hers and always sorting things out for her. He's always at her place. Let me clear my throat. he spends more time with her than he spends in his own home. This is the time when the movie changes.
And that's a serious red flag.
By the way, everybody, my movie of the week is Anikulapo. It's a beautiful movie.
I love it.
I'm so proud of Nigeria. Find time to go and watch it. It's on Netflix. So he says that I feel like saying something, but I realize how I could come across as a heartless woman who resents him helping my widow's sister-in-law. She can have a discussion with him.
Yes, she should.
How do you start that kind of discussion?
Calmly. Can we sit and talk?
I trust you. Even from the way you talk, I can imagine how you take it. He'll be eating, then you would have given him his nice dish, pork chops and potatoes and whatever. Mm-hmm. He'll be eating, then he said, darling, say, say, you know, I've thought of something. He said, what is it? So, when would be the best time to introduce that subject? Late in the night?
Yes, late in the night, when he's eating. No, so it won't be like a formal, darling, let's, can we talk?
Can we talk?
No. Can be in the middle of maybe lunch, dinner, or you guys can even go out and have.
Isn't it better that you say it when you are going to work, so you leave him thinking? On a Saturday morning.
It's better to say it like during the weekend when he, there's less so that we can time. Have enough time to talk.
Sometimes
about.
It's better. This thing. Sometimes it's best. You'd have gathered all your handbag and everything. Ah, Tuji, just 1 second. You know, sit down, please. Just something has occurred. Then he's a bit uncomfortable.
Uncle Jimmy, I've never acted before.
Something has occurred to me that doesn't just look right, and I just like you to think about it. Then you drop the bombshell and you say, okay, darling, you kiss him on the cheek and you head for the supermarket. Chances are 2 hours later when you come back, he'll still be in that chair. I'm giving you a tip now. Than at night or all these other ones, people are used to all those. Say what you have to say nicely, give him a hug, a kiss, just tell him to think about it and you go away. When you come back 2 hours later, you still find him. He's still there.
Uncle Jimmy is talking for the men folk.
I'm giving you tips about how. I'm giving you tips about how to handle the men folk. For a man to handle the woman, I think it's best done on the phone.
Uncle Jimmy, that's not even fair.
Why is he on the phone?
Because woman could, she could either come at you, or she could start shedding tears. Women are drama. Sorry. I don't mean
some drama.
It's better for me. It's better on the phone, sha. That's what I think. When you're about to go to a meeting, just tell the woman at the same distance that this is your hanging out with this guy. I'm a bit uncomfortable. I know there's nothing wrong. You know, I trust you so much. You're my darling and everything. But I just like you to think about it. Then you quickly drop the phone. So it gives the time for the woman for it to sink in.
If I should start, if both ways, they'll start asking questions. Like, did these people see me?
Did she see me? That's why you're a good student.
If she's a real drama queen is a drama queen. She'll pick up the phone, call you.
In my final retirement, I will run an NGO for a fee to teach you how to handle situations. But I think women do this from a safe distance before she starts. So women are drama queens. By the time somebody is joining you, you won't even remember the first question that you asked. Let's hear what our listener has to say there. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Morning.
Hey, God, the pig today. Hi, Jesus.
What happened?
Hey.
You fall down?
After centuries, God. God, thank you. God, I bless your name. Nigeria is a pick my call today. Oh God, thank you.
Mama, down, okay.
I'll be trying for
you. Are you okay, sir? I'm okay.
I'm actually driving. I'm driving.
That is even worse.
I'm sorry, you guys were yet.
Yes,
now, first of all, before I contribute,
yes,
before I say something about love, you see, when people see your listeners, they don't want to miss single word from you guys.
Yes.
You guys are making so much sense that my sense is beginning to make sense.
Yes.
See, as I'm calling, I'm trying to listen to you. So when you pick, give me 3 seconds to turn off the radio. Please.
Okay, you have 1 minute and you've used up your 1 minute.
Love, I've been married for 11 years now.
Yes.
Okay.
And I cannot tell you that women are the same, but men are not the same. Let me explain.
Explain.
In a few seconds. Men, we should learn. You see, marriage takes 5-7 years to ripe. My younger sister got married to a man. And the man kept telling me, this and that, complain. So they said that when my sister gave birth, the guy said the baby was not his own. I said, calm down first. No worry, just calm down. I begin to take the guy out, you know, I take him out, we go for eatery, we take small things, we play together. I will not say anything, I will not say anything about him or my sister. I will not talk anything.
Sorry, we lost that. Please, in any case, when you do call in, it's 1 minute, okay? We really can't take that story was going to be long. What we'll do is I will find a way, see if we can invite you for Dear Bumi one of these days, and then we can talk about men and women. Thank you very much. Because we need to give everybody, you know, an equal opportunity. Okay? So let's say, hello, morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Morning, man.
Thank God, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
Hello, wow, that are you smooth FM.
Who is this, please?
Okay. Let me just remain anonymous, please.
Okay.
As for me, I've been married for over, let's say, 22 years.
Yes. Now.
But when you said what is love, to me, personally, I think it's something you cannot please.
You cannot.
You cannot lay fingers on it. You can. They will ask you, why do you love this person?
Yes.
I just love him. You can't even, you know, that thing, you won't place it. You can't even say, it's for his dress, you know, or it's for, you understand?
Yes.
The way he thought, is his shape, is this. No. But that thing will just come and the thing just started growing. And for me, my husband, I cannot say I love him for anything. They can't ask me why.
And but you love him.
Yes.
Is it near you there?
No, he has gone to work.
And when he comes back, please give him a kiss on our behalf, okay?
Thank you.
Just meet him at the door and just hug him and say, darling, I love you. Uncle Jimmy said, I should tell you.
Thank you, Uncle Jimmy.
Okay.
Thank you.
So that's what I was trying to say. You can't really...
No, you don't know. You sometimes you think you know, but you don't.
Mm.
It could be a small thing, you know. It could be something. Sometimes it's even the way she gets angry. It could be the oddest of things that even you haven't identified. You know. But I also think that is a good feeling for all parties,
yes,
male and female, to be conscious of the fact that you have to be on the up with your partner. On the up means look after yourself, you know. Don't take it for granted.
Mm.
You know, so there's that consciousness, stay clean and things like
just
that.
Just keep improving yourself.
Just keep improving yourself. It's always good that you should let your partner know that you're making an effort. It's important.
Communication is key.
Right. And then pay attention. Another thing is pay attention to whoever you're with. Most guys lose their woman because they never paid attention. Now, we've had cases where even it's the driver that takes the wife from the husband. Yeah, because he's the one who says, madam, I like what they were, you care. Madam, the madam. But the man just goes, cow, cow. And obviously.
I think it's automatic for the women. But for guys, most guys don't.
They don't what?
They don't pay attention. I don't know. Maybe
no, guys don't pay attention. Guys don't pay attention.
Uh-huh.
Except those who...
It has to be a conscious...
Except those who have been, you know, who are versed in these things, you know.
Mm.
But by nature, it's good for a man to develop the habit early enough.
Yes.
Paying attention, not just to your wife, but to your children.
Yes.
You know, you pay attention to little details. And the children should pay attention to their fathers.
Yes.
Your friend used to pay attention to me. Well, I remember when she was small.
Mm-hmm.
She'd probably be the first person to know if I was ill.
Mm.
And she had this sixth sense.
Oh.
That's your friend.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And her twin sister. You know, her elder sister is like her twin sister. Okay, 9:51. Oh, hey, yeah. Oh, we can't take this one. Her fiancé made a pass at me.
Mm.
But we'll probably take it some other time. So did you enjoy yourself?
Yes,
This book. So if you launch the book on the 23rd.
Yes, the physical copies will be ready on the 23rd.
So we'll take you first week in November.
All right, sir.
Maybe we'll take you on. Usually I try to have such things on a Friday.
Okay.
So okay. the the first week, you know, of November, the first Friday, we'll take you to talk. We'll get Feta.
Feta,
remind me to get one or two handkerchiefs ready.
Okay.
Yes.
For you and
But we thank God. We thank God you are okay now.
Yes,
you're all, the trauma is over.
Yes. Trauma is
happy,
over.
Everything. Okay. My regards to Dr. Ayeni and to remind Mrs. Ayeni that on her next birthday, it will be a sin. It
not
will be an offense.
Cake
not to get
you.
Me a piece of my own cake. Across the way. That's why we'll end it for today. Tomorrow, I hope we get a teacher in. Please help me on this, okay? If we could do one or two, we need to pay tribute to our teachers. We need to pay tribute to our teachers. Very, very important. One of the things, one of my main fights for the youth and for teachers, you know, those two, and then mental health. Those are the three issues that occupy my mind the most. Thank you very much, Feta, for being here. Now you can relax. She's always so jittery on Dear Bumi days. She's always so hot, you know. Tosin, thank you.
Thank you so much,
Philip,
sir.
Thank you very much for Azuja being... Why does he always sit behind the pillar, do you know?
I have no idea. Maybe he's a behind-the-scene man.
I don't understand. Every time I look, I don't see him, you know. One of these days, I've had people ask me, they should come and see him. I don't mind inviting 2-3 people to the studio. Come and see what it's like when he's behind the pillar. I've seen people last night. So I'll be back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. So all of you, do take care. Enjoy yourselves and enjoy the rest of the day. What's Up Lagos comes on next. Stand by.
Every day. News brief.
The Nigerian Communications Commission has ordered mobile network operators
shaping our present and the future.
Don't arrest me. You said it can't. Don't block anything.
The vast majority of men and women in the police force are hardworking and diligent.